your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for mostly sunny skies here across the region with a high near 89. Moving into tonight, shower and storm chances develop under cloudy skies. Lows fall to around 65, and then for Saturday, sunny skies will return with a high in the lower 80s. Finally, as we get into Sunday, sunshine will return with a high near 83. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman. Currently, it's 84.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. By the time the current Mexican administration ends in 2024, Mexico will have phased out the use of glyphosate. President Andres Manuel López Obrador made the announcement this week following a ministerial disagreement over the product. The herbicide used in brands like Roundup has caused some differences between his agriculture and environmental ministries. The Mexican president says the government will immediately stop using glyphosate in its projects. The Ag Ministry announced that private food producers will have until 2024 to phase out the use of glyphosate, which has sparked safety concerns in numerous countries around the globe. The president said we couldn't get rid of it all at once. It can't be done. It would hit food output, so we would have to import, and the products would also be grown in the same agrochemicals, the president said. His announcement followed a leaked audio recording of the environmental minister, who had been a strong critic of the herbicide, criticizing the government for internal contradictions during a private meeting. And massive oil refiners in the western U.S. are making an unexpected transition. They're being converted into biofuel plants. Phillips 66 recently announced it will convert a California oil refinery into a biofuel plant as gas continues to lose some of its luster to fuels that come from agriculture and waste products. The company's 120,000-barrel-a-day refinery near San Francisco will become the world's largest renewable diesel plant. Before that, fuel giant Marathon Petroleum announced it may be converting two refiners into renewable diesel plants. Back in July, Holly Frontier Corporation said it was turning their Cheyenne, Wyoming refinery into a renewable diesel plant by 2022. Refiners are struggling with depressed demand and an uncertain future because of the COVID-19, but California may offer a pathway to staying in business because the demand for renewable diesel is surging throughout the state. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While many hospitals across the state of Kansas are bracing for a potential secondary outbreak of the coronavirus this fall in tandem with the seasonal flu. And Cake News reports that according to the Kaiser Family Foundation that just over half of the kids in Kansas have gotten flu vaccines. And many doctors are encouraging everybody to get their flu shot before the season starts.
I think primarily what's most important to consider this fall and this winter is the fact that we have to prevent as much disease as we can because we have to conserve our resources. Right now, we're limited in beds in the ICUs. We're limited in the amount of healthcare workers that we have. We have to conserve those resources to focus on corona because we don't have a vaccine for that.
That was Ashley Graber, a nurse practitioner at the GraceMed Evergreen Clinic on Cake News. The CDC is contributing $140 million to immunization programs to combat the potential impacts of the coronavirus and the flu in the upcoming months. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on Auto Data Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Sports teams are offering an early glimpse of the challenges of protecting students from the coronavirus as schools prepare to open. Wyandotte County announced on Thursday that it's barring non-professional athletes from competing this fall in football, volleyball, and soccer because of virus concerns. The order also bars marching band events. The district in Kansas City called off its fall sports season earlier this week. The new order applies to public schools, private schools, higher education, and non-professional sports clubs and organizations in the county. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 9 coronavirus clusters have been tied to sports, with 64 cases as of the last week. And Kansas Republican congressional candidate Amanda Adkins and her family tested negative for COVID-19, but will remain in their home quarantined until Tuesday of next week. Adkins, her husband, and their 2 children were tested on Monday after the campaign learned of a person at her victory party after the August 4th primary tested positive for the virus. She's facing Democrat incumbent Representative Sharice Davids in the Kansas 3rd congressional district. The person who tested positive is showing no signs of the infection. Mid-America Network News.
This weekend, come enjoy the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival. There's something for everyone. Petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival. Softball and sand volleyball tournaments. A glow run. Truck show, frog jumping, and grease pig contest. Kids bike races, helicopter rides. Of course, Milo and corn exhibits, and much, much more. So grab the family and head to Baby this weekend for the 51st annual Baby Milo Festival.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers have approved new tax credits for homeowners, farmers, and businesses and put more restrictions on abortions as they finish a session marred by the ugly public disputes and criticism that they didn't do enough to address the coronavirus pandemic. The 60-day session ended after several last-minute unsuccessful attempts to derail the tax and abortion bills. Lawmakers gave both measures final approval and sent them to Governor Pete Ricketts, who's expected to sign them. Traffic on Nebraska highways is approaching normal levels after falling sharply this spring when coronavirus restrictions were imposed. The State Transportation Department said this week that traffic statewide was close to the average levels from 2016 to 2018 for the first time since March, although some areas remain slower. Interstate 80 traffic west of Lincoln was up 8%. Mid-America Network News.
The Big West Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited-term financing on 40 Sorento, Opala, Soul, and Sierra, through K&M with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 Sorento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with approved credit, expires August 31st, 2020.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. 9 days after the primary, we now have a Republican winner for the 106th District State Representative race. Lisa Mosier has won after the Marshall County Board of Canvassers met Thursday and counted the 24 provisional ballots. In Marshall County, it was a 12-12 tie with opponent John Unger, allowing Mosier to keep her 7-vote lead. These were the final ballots to be counted in this primary race, with Mosier winning 2,711 votes to 2,704. Lisa Mosier will now face Democrat Jim Swim in the general election in November for the State Representative 106th District. Nemaha Marshall REA and Donovan Electric Cooperative Association announced their board approvals of a proposed consolidation plan. A joint member vote on this is planned in October. If in-person meetings are not possible, communication by special mailing will be arranged. Prior to the vote, meetings are planned with employees and members, citing an approach that allows both cooperatives to provide predictable electric service and local jobs. Officials commented in a press release that a plan will benefit everyone and the organizations in a stronger financial position going forward. A new legal entity, Northeast Kansas Electric Cooperative, would be organized, combining a workforce of 20 current employees. A significant potential savings over a 10-year period is forecast, with a combined board initially maintaining offices in both Axel and Troy, with both anticipated to provide service well into the future. An 8-county region would encompass over 5,000 customers if combined. All 8 superintendents of our area school districts will be on this weekend's public affairs program, answering a wide range of questions regarding the upcoming school year. All of the superintendents encourage anyone wanting or needing information about procedures or guidelines to this school year to either call their individual district offices or check the school's website. The Marshall County Health Department is hosting a back-to-school immunization clinic in Marysville. They are offered at the health department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information can be found on their website, marshallcohealth.org. The 51st annual Beatty Milo Festival is this weekend. The fun starts today with a petting zoo, pony rides, and a kitty carnival starting at 6, and a glow run and fireworks at 9. Saturday activities include the truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, helicopter rides, frog jump, cornhole tournament, a kids tractor pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. Co-ed softball and volleyball games will be featured, with concessions and a beer garden and food trucks all weekend. No barbecue or entertainment this year due to COVID. The full schedule is now online on Facebook. Melba Coffee, age 96, passed away June 21st. Memorial service will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at Frankfort United Methodist Church, with a private graveside service to follow. Mass and social distancing is requested for those attending the funeral. The service will be broadcast live on Kinsley Mortuary's Facebook page, who is in charge of the arrangements for Melba Coffee.
Today we're visiting with SkyTech pilot Randy Prowitz. Producers may not realize it, but SkyTech has some other services besides liquid application.
Yes, we also do aerial seeding, especially with cover crops.
What's the big advantage of flying cover crops on?
It's very fast. We can apply in wet soils, and we can apply the seed in an existing growing crop. Just give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative agronomy branches.
Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Dry weather conditions are expected across the region today, with plenty of sunshine as high pressure remains over the region. However, as we do head into tonight, we are going to see a cold frontal boundary work across the area, and that will generate shower and storm chances across the area, which will continue through the early morning hours on Saturday. And then by Saturday, we are going to see a Canadian-based high pressure system move on in with an upper level ridge of high pressure as well, and that's going to keep things dry with plenty of sunshine for the upcoming weekend. And not only that, we will see cooler than average temperatures across the region, with highs only reaching the lower 80s. So for this afternoon's forecast, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high temperature in the upper 80s. As we move into tonight, shower and storm chances develop under cloudy skies. Lows fall to around 63, with sunny skies back in the forecast for your Saturday and a high near 81. Finally for Sunday, clear skies. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman.
A certain scent in the air or a subtle change in the light. It's all about those barely perceptible signals that the summer season has turned a corner on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 14th, the 227th day of the year. Comedian Steve Martin and musician David Crosby have a birthday. We still have a good chunk of summer ahead of us, but it's hard not to notice the subtle changes that signal its days are numbered. Sunsets, for one thing, are noticeably earlier than just a few weeks ago. We've spotted yellow leaves on trees here and there in our neck of the woods. And fewer hummingbirds at our feeder signal that southward migration is beginning. So, have a few more lemonades in the shade while you can. Swimsuits are on clearance, and cinnamon spice season can't be far behind. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can sign up for our free newsletter anytime. Just visit us at almanac.com.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs and star tight end Travis Kelce have agreed to a four-year, $57.25 million contract extension that will likely keep him with the Super Bowl champions through 2025. That from a person speaking to the Associated Press familiar with the contract. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity yesterday because the deal has not been announced. The move to secure the two-time All-Pro tight end is the latest in a string of big-money deals negotiated by General Manager Brett Veach to keep the core of the Chiefs intact this offseason. Among them were a 10-year extension for quarterback Patrick Mahomes and a 4-year deal for Pro Bowl defensive tackle Chris Jones. From the gridiron to the diamond, all Major League players, managers, coaches, and umpires will wear a patch this coming Sunday to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Negro Leagues. Mid-America Network Sports.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iflyaugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080. The NCAA has canceled its fall championships as COVID-19 continues to spread. However, correspondent Clayton Neville reports the announcement does not impact FBS college football.
The NCAA said earlier this month it would cancel fall championships if more than 50% of the playoff-eligible teams in each sport canceled their seasons. NCAA President Mark Emmert followed up on that today.
We cannot now, at this point, have fall NCAA championships because there's not enough schools participating.
The cancellation doesn't impact FBS football because the NCAA isn't its governing body. But for all other sports, there won't be championships. It's up to individual conferences if teams want to play a regular season. I'm Clayton Neville.
The Kansas City Royals taking their show on the road to a cooler climate as they'll face the Minnesota Twins for the beginning of a four-game series tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
This week at the Astro 3 Theater, come see Grown Ups, rated PG-13, starring Adam Sandler. It plays at the Astro on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock and then on Sunday at 2 o'clock. If you want a real special treat, then come to Feldhausen Field and watch it on the outdoor screen on Friday and Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Everyone is welcome. Bring your chairs and blankets, or sit right on the grass, or tune your car radio to our movie station while you watch from the parking lot. The Astro 3 Theater and Feldhausen Field in Marysville.
what's happening on Friday?
KNDY is helping you kick off the weekend with Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiegers, and Brinegar. Friday Night Live.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
Playing your requests from 6 to 9 on FM 95.5.
Sounds like my Friday night.
Friday Night Live, brought to you by Tension Envelope and Galloway, Wiegers, and Brinegar on FM 95.5.
There's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
Well, I'll see you Friday. Bye.
Here's your KNDY Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Dry weather conditions are expected across the region today with plenty of sunshine as high pressure remains over the region. However, as we do head into tonight, we are going to see a cold frontal boundary work across the area, and that will generate shower and storm chances across the area, which will continue through the early morning hours on Saturday. And then by Saturday, we are going to see a Canadian-based high pressure system move on in with an upper level ridge of high pressure as well, and that's going to keep things dry with plenty of sunshine for the upcoming weekend. And not only that, we will see cooler than average temperatures across the region with highs only reaching the lower 80s. So for this afternoon's forecast, we'll see plenty of sunshine with a high temperature in the upper 80s. As we move into tonight, shower and storm chances develop under cloudy skies. Lows fall to around 63 with sunny skies back in the forecast for your Saturday and a high near 81. Finally for Sunday, clear skies. I'm meteorologist Derek Dahlman.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth. Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County. Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families. The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity. Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy. To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Don't wait until the end of the garden season to clean your pruning tools. Regular maintenance will extend their life and improve your efficiency. It can also help reduce the risk of spreading disease. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Saw and pruner blades often accumulate sap, become sticky, and fail to open and close fully and smoothly. Use a damp cloth to wash off any sap or soil, then dry. Remove any stubborn sap and rust with steel wool. Be mindful of the sharp blade so you don't injure yourself in the process. Add a lubricant at the pivot point so they open and close with minimal resistance. Wipe blades with rubbing alcohol or spray disinfectant to kill pathogens and reduce the risk of spreading disease. Store the maintenance materials with your tools to make regular cleanup convenient so it's easy for you to do. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
People have been coming to this park north of Philadelphia to play rock music for decades. They are unique sounds that don't come from guitars, but nature. You'll see what I mean on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio, You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
It may sound like a hammer on an anvil, but it's actually the sound that comes from striking the stones in this unusual rock field.
They're actually a rock called diabase, which is an igneous rock, meaning it's formed from molten rock. And in this case, it's not that there was a volcano there or anything. It's molten rock that extruded as in a molten state through the surrounding layers of rock strata.
Christopher Stieber is from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and he can tell you plenty about Ringing Rocks Park. With years of weathering, what you find today is a barren area of boulders that average about 3 feet in diameter.
It's the crystalline structure of the rock and the way that it cooled that creates the ability that it can ring. Now, not all the rocks ring out there. They have to be isolated, have to be suspended in a way that they can resonate.
It's hard to believe, but that is the sound of a series of rocks being struck, each with a different pitch. If you have enough people, you could play a song that is perfectly in tune.
I mean, you can find pretty much all the full pitches, and you can find some sharps and flats as well. I mean, there's probably, if you took the time, you could probably find enough to play a whole, you know, orchestral piece out there.
In fact, some have done just that.
In the 1800s, there was a person named Dr. Ott, took a lot of people out there and actually played music. There was a historical society, and they played music for this historical society by banging these rocks.
You can visit the Ringing Rocks and play a song as well. The Boulder Field is just north of Philadelphia in Bucks County. Traveling the countryside and playing rock music in Upper Black Eddy, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
We friends despise forsake.
Baby ducks and geese isn't a lot different from chickens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A warm, dry brooding area and quality food and water will nurture young waterfowl as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Domesticated ducks and geese don't always make the effort to sit on their eggs. If this happens, you'll have to find another way to hatch them. Phil Clower is an extension poultry specialist at Penn State University. He says it's possible to set the eggs under a broody chicken. Another option is an incubator. Keep in mind that waterfowl take longer to hatch than chickens and require a higher humidity level. Once the waterfowl eggs hatch, they should be put into a brooder box with a heat lamp at 90 to 92 degrees for the first week. Clower says ducklings and goslings should not become excessively wet until they're full-feathered.
A lot of people don't realize this, but even wild ducks, the mother keeps them out of the water, the pond, and so forth after a certain period of time because they can become saturated. They get chilled, they'll pile up, and a lot of times suffocate each other trying to get warm.
Clower says fluffy pine shavings on the floor of the brooding area make good litter. Put down something like a cheesecloth over the shavings so the birds don't eat them until they become familiar with their food. Provide a quality starter feed and also offer granite grit early on before the young birds start eating grass.
The problem with grass is it's a long fiber, and if they start eating too much of that, they'll actually bind up their crop in the gizzard. There's nothing there to really grind it in the gizzard, so it sort of balls up like a hairball almost. So it's like a grass ball that gets in that gizzard, and if that occurs, they can basically block up and keep eating and never pass anything through the digestive tract, and they'll basically starve to death and die.
Clower recommends keeping geese and ducks off grass for the first 3 weeks of life, then offer fine clovers and alfalfas, which break down in the gizzard easier than grass. Learn more about raising ducks and geese at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A certain scent in the air or a subtle change in the light. It's all about those barely perceptible signals that the summer season has turned a corner on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 14th, the 227th day of the year. Comedian Steve Martin and musician David Crosby have a birthday. We still have a good chunk of summer ahead of us, but it's hard not to notice the subtle changes that signal its days are numbered. Sunsets, for one thing, are noticeably earlier than just a few weeks ago. We've spotted yellow leaves on trees here and there in our neck of the woods. And fewer hummingbirds at our feeder signal that southward migration is beginning. So, have a few more lemonades in the shade while you can. Swimsuits are on clearance, and cinnamon spice season can't be far behind. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can sign up for our free newsletter anytime. Just visit us at almanac.com.
I was intrigued the minute I read the title, The Joys and Dilemmas of Wealth. After I read it, I was shocked. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I was reading the results of a university survey. It asked 165 people from super rich households about their lives. Most of these people said they were not content. And despite having an average of $78 million in assets, they felt they still didn't have enough. They said they needed 25% more to feel secure. Now, you may think you'd be happy with a fraction of that amount. But the question really is, what is your enough? Don't fall into the trap of thinking you need more to be happy. Instead, find contentment in what you have and be a good steward of what God has given you to manage wisely. It will help you live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
From Garden to Gallery, handmade gourd creations by Nancy Overmeyer will be featured during the month of August on Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4 at the Arts Center in Marysville. Admission is free. From Garden to Gallery, handmade gourd creations, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Last time we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, we looked at what the market reaction was to USDA's forecast of the recent big harvest.
Over the years, we've seen it over and over. When the USDA puts out a crop forecast calling for yields and production higher than industry analysts have been projecting, crop prices fall suddenly and people get upset. Well, on Wednesday, USDA put out such a forecast. However,
we're certainly glad to see that yesterday's numbers didn't crash the market in any respect.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski, in fact, after the report was issued, markets strengthened, prices went up. How come? Mark says, of course, the markets had been anticipating production increases for some time.
Weather has been very good. Crop condition ratings, really through the growing season, have been very good.
And even though USDA's crop production estimates tended to be higher than the markets had expected, there's another factor playing a part.
The demand side of the balance sheet is still pretty strong. We're seeing strong exports, especially to China lately.
And so there wasn't a big price decline, but USDA says prices for most of this year's crops are likely to be lower than this past season.
Now in other news, after months of steady increases, the prices consumer pay for their groceries dropped in the month of July. The monthly consumer price index says that was the first decline in the price of food since April of last year. However, the decrease was less than 0.5%, and Americans are still paying more for food than they did in last year of 2019. Prices in the last 12 months have risen 4.1%. COVID-19 forcing Americans to stay at home and cook more of their meals has driven up demand and prices at the supermarkets. Prices for food that Americans typically eat at home is almost up 5% over the last year. The Detroit Free Press says some of the most sharpest increases have come for the meat, poultry, eggs, dairy products, and cereals. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
The Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias. Or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Long-term financing on Sporting Sorento, Optima, Soul, and Singer. New Kia, then with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example, 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers with blue credit expires August 31st, 2020.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
Or your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau seeking nominations for the 2021 Farm Dog of the Year. Michael Clement shares how the contest recognizes farmers and ranchers' companions and provides the public a look at agriculture.
The Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Purina promotes the important role of dogs in agriculture. Terry Moore, AFBF Vice President of Communications, says this is the third year of the contest.
It's really a fun way to highlight the important role of dogs on farms and ranches. The idea is to celebrate farm dogs that work alongside the farmers and ranchers. And the criteria are they should be helpful, playful, obedient, and good companions. The grand prize winner gets $5,000 and a year's supply of dog food from Purina. And then we'll have four regional runners up who each get $1,000.
The competition includes the People's Choice Pump Award, an online social media version of the contest.
So we take the top 10 contestants in the farm dog competition and profile them on our social media channels and give anyone and everyone the chance to vote. And the winner gets bragging rights, which are important, and $50. The interesting thing is, last year, we had more than 100,000 votes. What a great way to connect the general public to the role of dogs on farms.
Partnering with Purina, the contest connects agriculture with consumers.
Less than 2% of the population now has a direct connection to agriculture, and we've never had higher interest in the food supply and where food comes from, thanks to COVID. And for those who love animals, they come upon this. They see both how farmers and ranchers love their pets, but get to learn a little bit about agriculture in the process.
The deadline for nominations is August 20th. Submit nominations online at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson here, responding to a couple of people who have emailed me asking about what is happening with COVID-19 in meat processing plants. So I'll share that with you, at least from one plant in New Mexico, after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. And Flora makes it easy to join the Green Rush. Simply call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. So call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Well, I've heard from several listeners in the past week or so asking, how are things going in packing plants across the country because of all the concern we had with the COVID-19 situation among the plant workers? There is not nearly as much talk about the COVID-19 impact on meat processing, but there was a story this last week from Roswell, New Mexico. A state agency in New Mexico has reported 21 employees at a meatpacking plant in Roswell tested positive for COVID-19. That's the most cases reported to the state by any one job location in the area. The New Mexico Environmental Department has advised USA beef packing owner Jose Madrid on how to handle the influx in cases. Madrid said he is cooperating with the state as it investigates what has caused that number of cases and has cut back on operations to about 10%. The details on the situation in New Mexico, agency reports show the company reported its first positive test on July 28th, had two by July 31st. The number of cases jumped to 21 by Wednesday, and the company closed completely following the first confirmed case, and all employees were to be tested, according to a department spokeswoman. A quality control officer for the company previously told the local newspaper that the plant does follow all federal and state guidelines regarding food and employee safety, including social distancing measures and employee temperature checks. The spokesperson said, "We at USA Beef Packing understand the importance of continuing our essential service to deliver safe and nutritional food to the world. And the number of infections is thought to be far higher because many people have not been tested, and studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick." For most people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, that clear up in 2 to 3 weeks. But for some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia and death. So I suggest you do what my wife and I do. We avoid crowds, we maintain social distancing, and we wear masks every time we walk out of the house. Be safe and be well. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
An invitation to the 51st annual Beatty Milo Festival this weekend from Blue Valley Technologies, Farmers Cooperative, and the Smart Truck Line. The annual Beatty Milo Fest begins Friday with a petting zoo, pony rides, and kitty carnival at 6, a glow run and fireworks at 9. Saturday activities include the truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, helicopter rides, frog jump, cornhole tournament, kids pedal pull, bike races, and a greased pig contest. The full schedule is now online on Facebook. The annual Beatty Milo Festival and your invitation from Blue Valley Technologies, featuring telephone, cellular, wireless internet, and BVTV, state-of-the-art technology, people-focused service. Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your grain, agronomy, tires, energy, and lubricant needs. Farmers Cooperative. And Smart Truck Line, when you need it hauled, haul it right. Make the smart choice. Smart Truck Line of Beatty.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
agricultural lending sector is developing new ways to do business in a pandemic. They're finding creative methods to serve customers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Coronavirus pandemic has forced many ag financial operations to slow down or stop altogether. Appraisers may not be able to travel, and some insurance companies are unable to write policies and get them signed. But there is a silver lining. These institutions are modernizing their processes and becoming creative so customers can move forward without person-to-person contact. Paul Erickson is the president and CEO of Conterra Ag Capital. He predicts one positive outcome will be how documents are signed.
And that is forcing certain states to make sure their legislation allows electronic signatures on the actual loan docs. Some states require a wet signature, some don't. But, you know, what we're seeing across the U.S. is that I think it's going to move pretty quickly to be able to operate on all legal documents with an electronic signature.
Physical farmland appraisals have been disrupted by limited travel and personal contact. He says some appraisals are conducted from drones and satellites.
It works extremely well for bare farm ground. And when a cornfield is growing and you're doing an appraisal and you're walking or driving around the perimeter of the field and saying, well, yeah, it's there, it looks good. But with whatever type of photographic image, you can actually see there may be abandoned farmsteads or stuff in the middle of the field that you normally wouldn't see.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how Ag Finance is managing business during the pandemic at agriculture.com.
Hello and good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the lunch hour, more of the same mixed to slightly higher numbers all across the ag commodity markets today. We'll start with the livestock as we do see live cattle rebounding back into positive territory. August live back up 40 cents to 107.45. October up 12 to 110.27. The feeder cattle, though, are still a bit lower as August feeders still down 65 cents at 144.30. September down 40 at 146.97. And the lean hogs still having a positive day today. August hogs to 53.90. That's up 20 cents. October to 53.17. That's up 82 on the day. Mixed twos mostly higher through the grains, especially in the wheat complex. All both Chicago and spring and all Kansas City wheat higher. September Kansas City wheat's numbers are up a nickel for the month of September to 4.30. December right now to 4.40 and a quarter. That's up 4 1/4 cents. Into the corn complex, the back months are mostly higher. However, the immediate month of September down a penny at 324 and a quarter, and December also down a quarter cent at 338 and a half. Soybeans are also struggling a bit as August beans sitting at 903 a bushel. That's down 4 1/4. September down a quarter cent at 896. Soybean meal also a bit lower. September down 30 at 291.80, and September soy oil also down 7 points at 3116. Into the green is the cotton complex, still mostly higher. October cotton up 13 points at 62.56. December up 30 at 63.29. A look at the stock markets here through the midday point as we see little change, but the Dow back into the green up 38 at 27,934. The S&P also a little higher, up 1 point at 3,374. And the NASDAQ still a bit lower, down 16 at 11,025. Through the metals, we see both gold and silver sharply lower today, and the dollar index still down 30 points. Sam Speck with your markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Midwestia Summer Sales Event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia Summer Sales Event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited-term financing on 40 Sorrento, Optimus, Old Engineering, through KNN with 1333 for 1,000 financing. Example 2020 Sorrento, stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Always with approved credit, expires August 31st, 2020.
Portland, New York, San Francisco. These sanctuary cities defy federal law and give safe harbor to illegal immigrant criminals. Congressman Roger Marshall and Senator Jerry Moran have been fighting to secure our border and enforce America's immigration laws. Congressman Marshall and Senator Moran, they have voted to crack down on liberal sanctuary cities and take federal money away from these havens for dangerous criminals. Call Congressman Marshall at 785-829-9000 and Senator Moran at 316-269-9257. Urge them to support H.R. 3000 and S-1644, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Cut federal funds. Turn up the heat on sanctuary cities. Stop giving dangerous illegal immigrant criminals a place to hide right here in America. And keep fighting illegal immigration. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The Wilhelm Auction Service will be conducting a public auction for the Eileen Ricker Estate at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Items to include a 2009 Buick Enclave, household items and appliances, collectibles and tools. Sale bill posted on KansasAuctions.net. That's Sunday at 10 a.m. at 1500 Community Drive in Seneca.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.